Well, first of all, Gary, congratulations, 3 points.
Yeah, it was a win, and I thought we, you know, acquitted ourselves well. We set off like we set off the other night, but controlled it a lot better, and obviously glad to get the win.
How important is the win for you and the players?
Well, you know, this, you know, you people cause a lot of speculation and a lot of pressure, and it filters through to them because, you know, as I said, they haven't done that badly in some games, and they've been a bit unfortunate. But obviously, you know, get the internet warriors starting as well, and it causes a bit of pressure in that. And as you can see, they're together, they want to do well as a group, and they're trying. And you know, as I said, I'm more than confident in them. I think they're a good set of lads, as good as I've put together for the budget. I'm really, really pleased for them. And I think people saw that today, how they were together. You know, we didn't quite go for this first half. We had a lot of possession and often puffed. They didn't have that many chances, but, you know, nobody could have complained if we'd have won that by a few more.
I know we've talked about this, haven't we, about anybody can beat anybody. And you knew you were up against it. You said, you know, the first half, Telford, they were fighting for their lives. How difficult was it? And how difficult was that talk at half-time for you?
It wasn't a difficult talk. I just said, you know, just got to keep obviously doing what we were doing. Keep it going. And obviously, you know, to be fair, I thought they actually did well for the first 10 minutes after the break. They got a few free kicks and long throws, put us under a bit of pressure. But to be fair to us, I thought we stood up well to it. And then obviously, you know, we grew into it second half. And once we'd grown into it, then, you know, I thought we were worthy winners.
A big performance from John Nolan this afternoon.
I think there were some terrific performances. I thought Nat Brown was terrific. You know, I thought D was a lot better. Miller, you know, you can keep going. I thought, you know, as a team, they were terrific. And I've just said to him, you know, I've no need to tell you. You've answered it yourselves. You play like that, and you can play like that. You know, you answer the questions that, you know, how you play, and you've answered them. No, I don't need to tell you.
A welcome clean sheet as well, and another great save from Nick Townsend, second half.
Yeah, it was a good save. But you expect him to save them, to be fair to him. He does that in training all the time. So you do expect him to save them, to be honest. But, I mean, that I said to him, the only way that they're going to score today is from a long throw or a free kick, corner, something like that. You know, we looked solid, we looked tight, we looked as though we could break on them, we looked as though we could play, and we got through them numerous occasions later on. And, you know, obviously, you know, they got nothing to lose, really. They're down at the bottom and they've got to have a go. And they did, they came and they had a bit of a go, but I thought we were the winners.
I was told I needed to make you smile today. It's good to see you smiling.
No, I always say the glass is half full. You know, everybody starts moaning and groaning and everything else. We'd lost 1-4, now we've lost 1-5. You know, we've got Grimsby on Tuesday night in the cup, and then we've got Wrexham here, and we just want to keep trying to put positive results on. You know, everybody says, oh, well, you know, Southport or this, that and the other, they go to Braintree today and win 2-0. So, you know, you have to smile sometimes and bite your lip and what have you, but, you know, as I said before, it's a long season. We think we've got some good players. We try to add to them players as well. And when they play like that, it's pleasing and it's nice to see.
You got the radar out on anybody else at the moment?
Well, you know, we may have, you know, we'll have a look. You know, we know where we've been struggling a little bit, or have struggled a little bit in previous weeks. And, you know, one swallow don't make a summer, although we've had a clean sheet today.
You touched on online and media pressure. How much does that influence you? And do you take any notice of that?
I don't read it, if that's what you mean. Because, you know, you just cave your head in. I've just got to concentrate on making sure the players are right. I try to protect the players as much as I can. And, you know, keep them as a group together. Because obviously it's their performance and their results that causes the pressure in the first place. So I've tried to shield them as much as I can. If people want to shout and bawl at me and say this, that and the other, then that's up to them.
Talking of kick-starting seasons and all that sort of talk.
Listen, we want 20 wins. That's what we're after. And how we get them 20 wins, I don't know, but we're going to try to get 20 wins. And if you get 20 wins, you can afford to lose the odd ones and what have you. It's, you know, when you're drawing 15 games in a season, they're the ones that kill you. If you're winning games, you can afford to lose one or two.
Well done, Gary.
Thank you.